Exodus chapter 25. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to take an offering for me. From everyone whose heart willingly moves him, receive my offering. This is the offering that you may accept from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarns, and fine linen, goat's hair, ram's skin dyed red, fine leather, acacia wood, olive oil for the lamps, spices for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and gems to be set in the ephod and the breastpiece. Let them make a sanctuary for me, so that I may dwell among them. According to all that I show you regarding the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture, that is exactly how you are to make it. They shall make an ark of acacia wood, 45 inches long, 27 inches wide, and 27 inches high. You shall overlay it with pure gold inside and out, and make a molding of gold around it. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them on the 4 feet, with 2 rings on the one side and 2 rings on the other. You shall make poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. You shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark in order to carry the ark. The poles shall be left in the rings of the ark. They shall not be removed from it. You shall put into the ark the testimony tablets that I will give you. You shall make a mercy seat lid of pure gold. It shall be 45 inches long and 27 inches wide. You shall make 2 cherubim of gold. You shall make them from hammered metal on the 2 ends of the mercy seat lid. Make 1 cherub on the one end and 1 cherub on the other end. The cherubim on the 2 ends shall be made as 1 piece with the mercy seat lid. The cherubim shall spread out their wings upward, covering over the mercy seat lid, with their wings having their faces facing each other, with their faces looking toward the mercy seat lid. You shall put the mercy seat lid on the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony tablets that I will give you. I will meet you there, and from above the mercy seat lid, between the 2 cherubim that are on the ark of the testimony, I will communicate to you all my commands for the Israelites. You shall make a table of acacia wood, 36 inches long, 18 inches wide, and 27 inches high. You shall overlay it with pure gold, and make a gold molding rim around it. You shall make around it a border rim 3 inches wide, and make a gold molding around its rim. You shall make 4 rings of gold for it, and put the rings in the corners where its 4 legs are. The rings shall be close to the rim, as places for poles used to carry the table. You shall make poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, so the table may be carried with them. You shall make its dishes, pans, pitchers, and jars of pure gold for pouring out drink offerings. You shall put the bread of the presence on the table before me always. You shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The base and shaft of the lampstand shall be made of hammered metal along with its lamps, buds, and flowers from 1 piece of metal. There shall be 6 branches going out of its side, 3 branches of the lampstand on the one side and 3 branches on the other. There shall be 3 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms on each branch, and 3 cups shaped like almond flowers and buds and blossoms on the other branch. Similarly, for all 6 branches that shall extend from the lampstand. On the lampstand center, make 4 cups made like almond flowers with its buds and blossoms. There will be a bud under each 2 branches, 1 piece with it, and a bud under the next 2 branches, 1 piece with it, and a bud under the 3rd 2 branches, 1 piece with it, according to the 6 branches extending from the lampstand. their buds and branches shall all be one piece, all of it hammered out of pure gold. You shall make 7 lamps for it, and set the lamps on it, so that they may give light in front of it. Its snuffers and trays shall be of pure gold. The lampstand and its utensils shall be made of 75 pounds of pure gold. Make sure that you make them according to the pattern that has been shown to you on the mountain.